This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we're going to chat some nutrition today with returning guest Leslie West. Leslie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thanks, Brad.
Leslie, let's talk about nutrition. We haven't spoken about it at all. How big a role does it play for you in successfully racing and competing at a high level?
Yeah, it's really important, and not even just, it contributes to racing and competing, but not just on race day, but also outside of race day.
Talk to me a little bit about your day-to-day nutrition. Is there anything specific? Do you try and keep it as simple as possible? How do you approach things?
Yeah, so fairly simple. I've dealt with my own dietary issues for a number of years, even before I was involved in triathlon, with intolerances and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's working around that. But I follow a fairly low carb, high fat diet, not because it's the latest fad, but it's what I've found works best for me, regardless of whether I'm training or racing or whatever, just normal day-to-day life. That's what I operate well on. It tends to be just fairly simple food. We make pretty much everything from scratch, apart from some dark chocolate that I may keep in my desk drawer and eat some of every single day. Pretty much everything, we make from scratch, fresh.
And as far as racing, is it the same sort of approach? Have you figured out exactly what works for you and you keep it as simple as possible?
Yeah, I don't know that exactly, but I find out what doesn't work for me. So the traditional high carb, 60 grams of carbs an hour doesn't work for me. It works great for some people. For me, doesn't work. End up with gut issues. I worked with a nutritionist from the past 14 months or so. And so we brought in a strategy, and I used this in Cairns and in Kona, of switching between using fat and then carbs for fuel. And I just found it means that I'm not overloading the gut and have a much better ability to absorb the fuel.
Tell me a little bit more about that. How what is it that you're doing?
So I recently just started using a new brand, which works out quite well for me, which is called S-Fuels.
Yep.
It's essentially uses MCT oils with some electrolytes, and it's all mixed up in there. Wonderful concoction. So I split between using that on the bike, and also so about every 30 minutes or so, I'll drink some of that. And then in the alternating 30 minutes is when I use some gels. So that's when I bring in some carbs. I'm pretty much, from a carbohydrate point of view, having roughly half of what is generally advised. And instead, I'm still getting the calories in, but just in that different form.
Are you one of those people who does it by the clock, that it's every half an hour, regardless of what's happening? Do you have an alarm set and it goes off and you know you have to do?
I don't have an alarm set, but I actually find it's quite distracting, but in a good way, because it gives me something to sort of focus on, in another 15 minutes, there we go, we have something else, and then another 15 minutes, I have something else. I do like routine. I'm a creature of habit. I love routine. On hilly races, doesn't always work so well, because when you're halfway up a hill and you go, oh, it's time to have something, you can't, doesn't always work like that. So I have learned to obviously have to adjust a little bit. And we're still playing around with it in terms of what is the real strategy. Do we overload towards the start of the bike so then there's less load in your gut towards the end? I don't know that anybody ever gets it 100% spot on. But yeah, we'll continue to adjust and play around with that, I think.
I was going to ask, how do you handle it on the run? Is it a case of you do what you can on the bike and then whatever you can take on the run, you take? Or is there a strategy like that on the run as well?
I start out with just pure glucose. So just glucose powder with, sometimes add a bit of lemon with some water in little flasks. That's been my strategy up until now. But I always have the odd spare gel on me. Some cola. That it's, you know, especially it depends if it's Ironman or a half, and it also just depends on how my race is going. But yeah, I get usually with a half, I'll get to a point maybe about 14-15k, and that's a point at which I just go anything, it just gets you to the end. So that's bringing in, you know, drinking coke at every aid station, and pretty much the same on for a full.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Lizzie, it's been great catching up. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and I look forward to following your progress. Obviously not to Kona, as you said, it bankrupts people, but I'm sure it'll happen again.
And
we look forward to following your progress.
Great. Thanks very much for having me on, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.